Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've done nothing!
Here's Nate.
I really hope you don't have a chigger in your twat. That's all I'm saying. That only makes sense to those of us sitting in this room right now.
Yeah.
It's really funny. But it's also a good wish that you do not have a chigger in your twat.
Yeah. Nobody wants one in their twat.
Or really anywhere. I mean, they're anywhere, just yeah. Some pleasant little bugs. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, hate chiggers.
Coming up on the show today, we go to Florida for a supersized Florida corner, including a follow-up on some weird Florida cops. Also, Ohio moves forward on really earning the Florida of the North moniker that I have given them. And another episode of Alma Balls.
Alma Balls.
Exactly. Mm. Alma Balls. But first, the weekend is coming up. I'm very excited. Leslie is coming back.
Woohoo!
It's so weird that it's been really, really busy. They're going to be remodeling our offices at work, which means instead of having my own office for the next several weeks, I will be sharing, I believe there are 5 folding tables and 7 of us that will be at them in a large open room with glass walls. That's right at the door that all the employees come in through. That's the next 4 to 8 weeks of my life at work.
Living in a glass box?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. Yep. Yep. A terrarium, if you will. The climate control, not the greatest there. It's probably the worst one in the building. It's gonna be great when it's done. It's going to be great when it's done because we're getting a much needed upgrade to the part of the building that I work in. It's getting a new HVAC system. They're revitalizing all of the offices, rebuilding. Yeah, it's a big project and it's going to be very much worth it, but it's going to suck. And I come home and my wife's gone for the next several weeks because she started her new job, which she loves, which is fantastic. And, it's just really weird because, like, I go through, I'm like, I'm going to get so much done. Mm-hmm. And then the week went by and I did not get so much done. And I'm like, where did my week go? And I'm like, well, I had to stay. I was working late one day. Of course, Tuesday's a podcast. And then, what did I do that day? Ooh, no, I did something that day. And the thing is, when you get out of work, like, 20 minutes later than you normally do, and then you have to stop at a store to look at something, and you got to do something else, you end up getting home, and it's like 7:30.
Yeah.
And then you make your dinner, and you eat your dinner, and then it's like 8:15.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, the night's ruined now. What am I going to get done? So that's my battle. My goal is to get one thing done every week while she's gone. And last week it was installing new bulbs. I know that sounds like nothing, but I had to go to Lowe's twice.
Okay.
I had to get a bulb for the microwave oven for the light underneath that's over the stove, and the fluorescence in our kitchen blew. And I went once and the guy that was there was like, you know, We have these LED bulbs that replace fluorescent bulbs, and they're really great. And I wasn't sure if they were the bulbs that we had were the big ones or the small diameter ones. Mm-hmm. And I almost had them. I had them in my hand. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go home and double check, which is good because I would have gotten the wrong ones.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. Wisdom.
It was, you know, knowing that you don't know is usually half the battle. So. The light bulbs were last week. This week, I'm not going to say what it is because I have not finished it yet. As of this recording, yeah. I have not finished it yet. And if she happens to listen to the show, I don't want to explain why I haven't gotten it done yet.
Especially since she has all this airtime now.
Sure, sure. Yeah. It's a lot of airtime. Yeah. So she is staying in fabulous Bakersfield.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. I mean, there are worse places. I can't name any, but there are. There really are. I mean, at least it's still in California.
Syria.
Look, they've got Buck Owens stuff there.
Yeah.
I love your enthusiasm, Jason. Yeah.
San Bernardino?
That is worse.
Yeah.
San Bernardino, Riverside, also worse.
That's that whole area. That's just like a... Like San Bernardino is probably the worst area.
Yeah. I don't think Bakersfield has sort of the smog issues that San Bernardino and Riverside.
Bakersfield has like a history of being like an oil town and like...
Sure.
You know, and like has some type of history, but like just like San Bernardino is like...
You know what I know from San Bernardino? That Bugs Bunny cartoon where he was reading the map and he was pronouncing it San Bernardino. San Bernardino, Rancho Cucamonga, all of those towns. Yeah, old Bugs Bunny. That's how I learned my geography.
It was in a bad way.
Yeah, you always take that left turn at Albuquerque.
Always take the left turn.
Always, kids always take the left turn at Albuquerque. Don't leave yourself in regret. This weekend, Jason, you're having the first birthday party for little CJ.
Yes.
Are you excited? Is everything in place now?
So, yeah, we have the chili. I have the cheese. I'm, like, doing, like, a California theme of, like, all the food.
So... chili, cheese, then you're just waiting to prepare the dog.
Yeah. So, chili with Anaheim peppers in it. Get it? Because it's Anaheim.
Sure.
Anaheim, California. We have cheeses like Humboldt Fog, you know, stuff like that. Like,
and your 1-year-old daughter is into all this. That's like, the amazing thing.
No, like this is like exactly what, you know, Kareem said. This is for the parents, not for the kid.
Sure.
You know, California rolls. It's gonna be California themed. Like, it's gonna have these like these little flags that we're putting everywhere. The California flags. Like, yeah.
That's pretty good. Go ahead and put Confederate flags up, you gentrifier.
I would never put it.
We got the sound. It's just going to be on a loop.
Yeah, I'll have California Love, maybe some Beach Boys. Definitely Dre. Definitely know about Dre. Maybe some Mac Dre.
A little backbeat from Dre. Okay, enough of that.
Yeah, so that's pretty much our weekend. We're looking for a car still, so... I think that I've kind of decided I would need to test drive it, but I saw there's a couple of Chevy Impalas, 2016s.
Kareem, he really is trying to take over the blackness of everything. He's looking at Impalas now.
What the hell are you going to do with an Impala?
So
the only people driving Impalas are people who have rented them in black people. You know, yes, that, right?
Exactly. Didn't I tell you last week? What did I tell you last week? You cannot have the newest car in your household.
No, that's the way it's going to go, though.
She told him.
This was not my idea. Was not to get a car. It was
that is going
marriage.
To last for 2 weeks.
No, Consumer Reports. That's what I've been going by, and actually, the 2016 Impala is the highest rated car on there right now. Like, it's one of the highest rated, and I found some that like $12,000. So. 2016.
Okay, I'm just telling you.
You gonna put 22s on it?
No.
Some spinners?
No. Oh.
You know what you really need? A Lexus with a gold grill.
No.
Look, I work in South Sacramento. I see what gets driven in the hood.
That's it. So you gonna end up like my boss did that day? You gonna just come in for a podcast and you gonna be like, you were right. You're not even gonna say anything else.
Oh.
It's kind of funny because she has been excited about one vehicle.
Sure. And what is that?
Kia Soul.
I don't get the excitement over Kia Souls.
Guess you can feel like a big person in a car.
Swear to God.
But it's not even a big car, man.
Leslie's maid of honor has a Kia Soul. And she parked it here while she traveled somewhere, and I ended up having to move it. So I got in the car, and so I got to back it out. And this one was a loaded Kia Soul with, like, all of the bells and whistles, and I was like, yeah, it's okay. The level of excitement that people have for a Kia Soul, primarily women, but I just do not understand it. I mean, maybe it's like that. Maybe it's like the hashtag Me Too. It's just not, it's not my place.
I mean, comment. Christiana has one. That's right? How Chris found out about it.
Yeah.
So,
like, oh God. Oh yeah. God. It's become that.
It's that thing.
Yeah. Just get her a soul. Just let her have the soul. Just get it.
Because if you get a Kia Soul, that's her car.
Yes. Just go ahead and
that I'll be driving every day to work.
No.
You won't be driving the car. You're not listening to me.
No, you're not. Like, she, my wife is about the books. All right, she's about the books. And
Nate,
her Chevy Blazer, Chevy Blazer gets like 15 miles to the gallon. There's no way she's going to let me drive that to work every day at the cost it's going to be, because she's looking at our retirement fund and saying we're not putting enough money in there, or our travel fund saying we're not putting enough money in there, because that's the way she thinks. She does not like cars, and she could give a shit about cars.
Well, then get the Impala.
Jason.
Just get it.
You buy a new car.
A new car!
You think I don't know what I'm talking about? Get the Kia Soul. Get the Kia Soul. And you'll have it for 2 weeks. She'll drive it two times and you won't have a car no more. You'll be driving the other car.
Yeah.
The Blazer.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens. There's more to come on this story.
We will.
It's good. There's more to come on this story.
My boss said, I told my boss, he said, I need you to drop me off. I'm taking my wife's car to get the engine replaced. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. I said, what's she driving? Oh, the minivan. I said, bro, she don't want a minivan. She wants an SUV. You might as well go ahead, save that $7,000 you about to spend on this engine and go ahead and get her SUV. He's like, no, I'm going to get the engine replaced. Okay. I take him. About a month passes. He walks by my office one morning and he just looks in and he says, you're right. And just keeps walking.
I get what you're saying.
So, you know, I'm sitting there.
I'm
sitting there and I'm like, okay, what was I right about?
There are so many things.
And then he came back and he said, I need you to take me over to the dealership to sign some papers. And I was like, why are you signing dealership papers? Because you got the BMW out there that's leased by the company. And he said, my wife didn't want the van. She went down yesterday and found the SUV that she wanted, and she got all the paperwork done, all the financing in place. All I got to do is go sign the paperwork. You were right.
Yep.
If I wasn't the one that was in the situation or in the marriage, that I would be the one.
Look. I know what she told you. I know what you think you know. They tell us all kinds of stuff all the time. And they do a totally different thing.
Well, I'm opposed to the whole thing.
A totally different day.
Well, we'll see. I look forward to how this all plays out. You'll have to let me know ahead of time so I can make popcorn to have while you tell the story of happened. I'm looking forward to it.
Everybody stay tuned.
Like, I already know that my car is only my car during the week because I have to drive it for work. My girlfriend wants my car. On the weekends, she's already started to drive it. I'm already preparing for that. I already know that what's coming.
Well, I'm looking forward to see what happens with us, because Leslie has her SUV that she likes.
Yeah.
And I have my Honda Fit, which gets really good gas mileage and I like. But once this whole travel time is over, in about 8 more weeks, she's going to have a commute that is a little over an hour each way. My car gets significantly better mileage than hers does. So she has talked about switching cars, and I said, whatever you want.
Good answer.
Now, I assume that's how it's going to start. We will see how long it is, because she has said on multiple occasions, and I quote, I like to be up high.
Yep.
Which is a weird, female dysmorphic thing with driving. My mother once warned me, don't, because I had bought a van for $15. It's another story. It was a silent sealed bid auction. My workplace was getting rid of it.
Yeah.
And as a joke, the rocker panels were all rusted out. It was a shitty Ford Aerostar with no rocker panels. White van. And as a joke, for some reason, I wrote $15 and put it in the sealed bid auction. And nobody else bid.
Wow.
So they sold it to me for $15. It had jumper cables in it that were worth $25. and I had people, coworkers, who were mad at me. Because they're like, well, if I would have known that it was going to go for $15, I would have bid $100. I'm like, but you didn't.
Yes.
So why are you mad at me?
Exactly.
Why are you mad at me? It was a silent sealed bid auction. I didn't think in a million years $15 was going to get it. I thought someone would open it up and laugh.
Yeah.
I was doing it as a joke.
The registration on that alone is more money than...
Well, at the time, I believe it was like $55 for 2-year registration. So not really a big deal.
And, yeah.
And, you know, you have multiple vehicles. So it wasn't really a big deal to add it to the insurance or anything like that. But people got mad. So when I got that and it sat up a little higher, my mother said, don't get used to that. She goes, I talk to so many women. They get in these minivans and these SUVs and they get used to sitting up high and then they can't go back to a regular car. It's a sickness.
Yep. It's funny because my aunt said to me 2 weeks ago, well, it was last week when I talked to her. She was like, yeah. She's like, I said, like sitting up high. And I was like, and for you to say that now, I was like, okay, that's
purposeful. I like sitting up high. So there you go. I would wager though that being in my bright red little car will make you just as visible as being high up high in your silver SUV that's the same color as everything else.
Yes.
All right. Now it's Jesus time on the Nate Darling Show. And Jason, Alex Jones has some questions for you. Are you ready?
No.
You're ready.
Is your local church fighting the globalist? Is it exposing the pedophile rings? Is it exposing the New World Order?
Well, is it?
Or is it a part of?
Actually, it has many questions. That was 3 questions in under 5 seconds, just for the record. Let's let Mr. Jones continue.
No, they're scared because of 501c3 tell them they can't be political. It's a load of unconstitutional malarkey, and Trump's overturning it.
No, it's not unconstitutional at all. And I don't know that Trump's overturning anything, but okay. Okay.
But these churches want to play it safe right into hell. A lot of them are good. And if they're good, donate to them. But I wouldn't give another red cent to these name it and claim it glitter bug cults. I grew up in Dallas in Rockwall, folks, right in the middle of some of the biggest names out there. Okay? And I know about these preachers behind the scenes. Let me tell you. I've never seen hookers that look so good. So you just need to understand these people are got helicopters, they got cocaine, and they are partying. And they are absolutely think you're a joke. Okay?
He's talking about Jim Baker. No.
I think he might be.
Well, people like that.
Jim Baker or Jared Falwell one.
The whole herd of them. Anyone with a mega, he's specifically talking about mega churches, like they have in the South and in Texas.
Joel Osteen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a whole nother area. It's just these churches, these big, giant, mega churches are everywhere. Everyone worships these stupid preachers, and they're not doing anything.
I'm going to hold on. I'm going to stop for a second and go, holy shit, I agree with Alex Jones on a point.
Yeah.
I think that's going to end in just a second, though.
Fight the world government, the whole beast system, these local radio stations fighting and fighting for the Trump agenda that is to free up the churches and free up Christians and not let the IRS persecute Christians. That's what's important.
How is the IRS persecuting Christians?
They don't pay taxes. How are they persecuting them?
Right.
Because we don't have the religious freedom, we have nothing. And the internet censorship is coming down.
By the way, religious freedom is freedom to practice your religion, not freedom to project your religious views on other people. Just for the record.
It's not coming down on these little glitterbird churches. It's coming down on us. And they're going against our local radio station sponsors, but they can't stop you committing today to donate to your local affiliates today. Mark it in your calendar and do it.
Oh, he wants you to give him money.
Yeah, of course.
I'd just like you to use that Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com because it helps support the show and doesn't cost you anything extra.
That's all we ask, people.
Yeah, I'm not asking for you to tithe to me instead of the church. I mean, that would just be ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous, well, our president is talking about, well, here we go.
We are stopping coal, the attacks on Judeo-Christian values.
I do not know what these attacks are, but go on. He just winked at somebody.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And something I said so much during the last 2 years, but I'll say it again, as we approach the end of the year.
Okay.
You know, we're getting near that beautiful Christmas season that people don't talk about anymore.
By the way, no one has adjusted this at all. This is him speaking. Hear him slow down. Hear the slight slur in what he's saying.
They don't use the word Christmas because it's not politically correct. You go to department stores and they'll say Happy New Year and they'll say other things and it'll be red. They'll have it painted, but they don't say, well, guess what? We're saying Merry Christmas again.
But it's only October.
Yes.
It's only October. And by the way, I know this is really hard to understand. They're not saying happy holidays to exclude Christmas. They're saying happy holidays because it's a business and they understand that there are people shopping there who are atheists, Jewish, Buddhist, or any other number of faiths that might not celebrate Christmas. They might be celebrating another holiday or not at all. So saying happy holidays is not exclusive, it's inclusive, because it's including more people.
Yes.
Just for the record, but I'm going to let him finish. And that's it.
Oh, man.
Merry Christmas. Yes, Jason?
This idea, like I talked about it last year, you know, I think, and I talked about it on my Facebook page before, because it's just so, this idea that there's an assault on Christmas. You can go sit on Santa's lap in any mall in the United fucking States.
Pretty much, yeah.
Any fucking mall in the United States. You can go to any Elks Lodge, which is pretty much in every single town that has a Santa Claus, like, day. Like, don't go and fucking tell me that there's some type of assault or war on Christmas. Like, it is more celebrated than... There's a fucking national holiday called Christmas.
It's true.
Don't say there's a fucking assault on Christmas that doesn't fucking exist, man.
He says a lot of things that aren't true.
But no, but other people, like, there's been fucking Christians have been saying this shit too. Like, that fucking guy that has the fucking hat. The fucking tried to rap battle fucking Eminem.
The guy that has the hat.
The guy, you know what guy I'm fucking talking about.
I do not.
There's a fucking preacher dude that fucking wears a hat. He's talked about like the war on Christmas, like the red cups with Starbucks a few years ago. It was like, we need to protest this. This guy's a fucking asshole, man. The guy's a fucking turd. He's almost as bad as Tammy Lauren, whatever that fucking...
Tommy Lauren?
Yeah, that fucking asshole.
All right. Well, let's wrap up Jesus Talk with an old favorite, an oldie but a goodie. Someone that we have not heard from in quite some time, the esteemed lady from Minnesota, Michelle Bachman.
Salvation is free. It is a way to come back to God. We do nothing for it. In fact, it is wrong theology you hold. If you think that at the end of your life, that life is made up of a pan balance, and if you did more good things than bad things, that somehow that will get you into heaven, I'm sorry to say you'll be tragically mistaken on that final day. There's only one way that you go into heaven, and that is receiving and believing that it is God who saved your sins and that He is who He says He is.
So go be an asshole to everyone and just hold that belief in your heart and it'll all be okay.
Has her husband come out yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
You know, the remarkable thing, when you read the Bible, every archaeology find that's ever come forward has only proved the authenticity of the Bible. This.
No.
What are you fucking talking about? What? Where does she get this fucking information?
Well, and here's, right. There's absolutely no basis for this. Look, I don't know if, you know where she got this from, Jason? Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's pretty freaking good.
Because it's the Holy Grail.
It is. Yeah. That's it. And probably also the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Right. Yeah. Every archaeological, the only one she knows about.
Okay.
That's it. Does it make sense now?
When she starts talking about the mines in India, I'll definitely know that that's what she's talking about.
No, Mr. Jones, I expect you to die.
This world that we see isn't all that there is. This is a blink of an eye. We have eternity in front of us.
You know, listening to her speak feels like eternity to me. I'm just going to say it.
From the time that the Messiah left and went to join his Father, sitting at the right hand of Father where he is today, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. We can't even begin to imagine. The Bible says mind has not imagined. We couldn't even conceive of how great eternity will be with him. It will be fabulous. And as fabulous as heaven will be, there will also be a literal hell. We're in the
no figurative hell for her. Literal hell.
The greatest tragedy of all of history. People who do not receive this free gift, there will be a place called hell.
If you act now, we're going to include a free gift. Eternity in heaven.
It's
for only pay for the extra shipping and handling.
No.
And you too will get eternity at the right hand of God.
All right.
Otherwise, literal hell.
I'm about it.
Literal hell.
I'm about it.
Whoo! That's a lot to digest there. Now you know why I don't go to church anymore. That was a lot.
Yes.
That was really a lot.
And the thing that sucks about it is that I know plenty of good Christians, mm-hmm. that are good people,
yes.
people that are religious, like people that are Jews, I feel like I hear stuff like that from like that type of person and that type of like religiosity, like Jim Baker too, like it gives somebody's like how I think that black people might see me walking down the street as a white guy. Like it's like, oh man, fuck that religion, you know, like, oh, that guy's just a fucking fat white, you know, rich guy, you know, patriarchy, like. Yeah, I don't know. It gives all Christians a bad name. It gives all Christians a bad name.
It really does.
Like,
and by the way, to your very point, for the same reason that all cops should want to get rid of bad cops, all Christians should want to get rid of bad Christians who are out there spreading bullshit and giving everybody else a bad name. Period. If you are a dirty cop, if you are a crooked cop, if you are a cop that would think nothing of violating somebody's civil rights, your coworkers should want to get rid of you, if only so that they're not stained by your behavior and your actions. And the same thing goes for religious people and these fuckers.
And the same thing goes for white people who have other white people say racist shit in front of them. Like, you gotta fucking, you can't, fucking, yeah, sorry. Christians, fucking talk to these people. Talk to your brothers. Talk to your brothers.
All right, it's time for Cooler Tool. First up in Cooler Tool, your church, Jason, your church.
That's cool, man.
Kareem?
Because I don't go to church. It's too.
You know what? Your church... I'm going to play it this way. Your church is bullshit. My church is great. Look, I was brought up Catholic. I went to Catholic school. I know that my church is the one, and your church is clearly not, and you're going to hell. Because you have not had baptism to scrub original sin from your soul. I have. Fuck all y'all. There you go. Up next in Cooler Tool, having happy holidays, Kareem.
That's Tool.
Jason.
Happy holidays, cool, man.
Having happy holidays, that's cool. Enjoy your family, your friends, or hiding from them, however you want to. However you want to do it. And finally in Cooler Tool, spewing unfounded bullshit. Jason?
So fucking Tool.
Kareem.
Tool.
Oh no, it's cool because you can get away with so much shit. People are so fucking gullible. It's amazing. It is amazing.
Maybe I've been thinking about this all
You've been thinking about it. You need to come at it from a different angle. You need to find the angle.
Angle's going to be I'm just going to say a bunch of
unfounded bullshit. It's what this country was really founded on. Think about it. The carnies, the hucksters, hedge fund managers, just unfounded bullshit.
Unfounded.
There we go. And that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. And as I mentioned earlier, it would be really, really cool if you would shop that Shop Amazon tab through NateDarlingShow.com. It supports the show and doesn't cost you anything extra. So thanks for doing that for us. All right. So education is important, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
You know, our current Secretary of Education, you know, notwithstanding. Yeah. Well, if you went back to the 80s, there was a Secretary of Education under President Reagan, and his name was Bill Bennett. And he was an old white guy then. At least that's how I remember him, but I was a teenager, so I thought everybody over 30 was an old white guy.
Yeah.
It was really weird when I thought O.J. Simpson was an old white guy, but it turns out I was right. But Bill Bennett was also at this same Christian clusterfuck that those other people were at. And, he's got a few words about the NFL players taking a knee.
TV shows other than Fox, and I think that's really true, you would have no idea how many things the president has already accomplished. Let me just go through a few and comment. I want to start with a symbolic one, but it's also a real one, and that's the National Football League.
Is it symbolic or is it real? By the way, it's not real. It is symbolic, and it means nothing.
As a patron of football, former player, semi-pro player for one game, Mississippi. Anyway.
He was from Mississippi. This is all going to start to make sense real soon.
Big enough, too slow. Anyway, and as a patriot, the president has won on this issue. He's just won. Right. Jerry Jones is having all his players stand. The commissioner is singing this tune as well, and that is a good thing. The president knows and has stated what you are.
By the way, Jerry Jones has not had his players play a game since this.
Exactly.
So we don't know what, I mean, he said a lot of things.
Yeah. And his players pretty much cussed him out.
What's he going to do if they all take a knee? Is he going to forfeit? We covered this. Is he going to forfeit?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, exactly.
We all know and believe we stand for the anthem, we kneel before God. But whatever you might want to say about these players who were kneeling, who were protesting, I think I have a little inside information. I'll share it with the president.
Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready for some inside information? From a really old white guy who's in the know? By the way, this is the Values Voter Summit. If you need to tell people you have values, you probably don't.
No.
If you need to tell people you have a great sense of humor, that you're a people person, or that you have values, those are all bullshit. People will figure that out very quickly on their own. I'm a people person. No, you're not.
Some don't know any better. They just don't know any better. They are alien to themselves in a culture and a country they do not understand. Who has ever told them that America is the last best hope of Earth.
I believe John McCain said that when cursing out the president just now. We played that last show.
Yeah.
And by the way, at this point, old man, you're the person that's out of touch with the country that you're in. Not the other way around. Because countries and societies evolve and grow and develop.
Who has ever told them about the sacrifices at Gettysburg or Yorktown? Who's ever told them about that Naval Memorial, the Marine Memorial, as we call it, the father of a Marine, out there? Yeah, hoorah! The raising of that flag on Mount Suribachi. I don't think they've been taught it. I know they haven't been taught it. I've been in the schools, and they haven't been taught it. And how many of our problems go back to that? Plato said,
if only a Secretary of Education could have fixed that at one point. Get it, because he was a secretary. Mm-hmm.
Two fundamental questions in society. Who gets to teach the children, and what do they teach them? And that still remains the question. And I will, I'll take this audience teaching my children. Thank you.
No, I won't. They're clapping for nonsensical bullshit.
And your children are grown and have their own kids that probably have their own kids that are illegitimate.
I don't know if that's called for. We first of all, we know one of his kids is a Marine. Hoorah. He's 74. Yeah. He was Secretary of Education from 85 to 88. Here are some quotes from him. There are no menial jobs, only menial attitudes. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
All real education is the architecture of the soul. Okay. And a kind and compassionate act is often its own reward. This does not sound like the person we just heard from.
No.
Does it?
He found Jesus and he lost his damn mind. That's usually what happens.
Well, either that or he's a pandering phony.
Yeah, that too.
Could he be a pandering phony?
Hmm.
A pandering phony, you say? Keep an eye out for the pandering phonies. That's all I'm going to say.
It's a lot of them.
Yeah, there are. It's unfortunate. All right, well, today's Ow My Balls dispatch comes from Lititz, Pennsylvania, where a newlywed stands accused of leaving her husband with puncture marks and scratch marks on his genitals following a 1:45 a.m. confrontation inside the couple's shower. Abigail Geiger, who's 22, was booked on a misdemeanor assault charge in connection with an alleged September 19th attack on her husband, David. The Geigers, married since February, are parents of a four-month-old daughter. Now, responding to a report of a domestic disturbance involving, and I quote, screaming and banging, police arrived at the Geiger residence and encountered Abigail, who said she had argued in the shower with her husband, who at that point was on his way to the hospital. As alleged in a probable cause affidavit, David received puncture marks and scratch marks to his genitals as a result of Abigail, and again I quote from the report, grabbing his genitals in an effort to stop him from leaving the shower. While she suffered bruises on her back when he pushed her away to exit the shower, she was busted since cops determined that she was the aggressor in the domestic violence incident.
Yay.
According to the Northern Lancaster County Region, all you have to do is get your balls yanked off. According to the Northern Lancaster County Regional Police Department, David received hospital-based care for his injuries, which are not further described. Abigail is scheduled for an October 19th preliminary hearing in district court. That's in Lititz, which is about 40 miles east of Harrisburg. So. I don't know.
Is that really a picture of her, do you think?
Yes, sir. That is a photo of her. She's a fetching young lady.
Yeah, why did they have to use like a photo of her in a bikini, like with a bikini top instead of like
what exactly would you want her like making an angry face and like holding a claw like Baron von Ratchke? What were you hoping for?
No, it's just a lot of boobage.
Well, maybe that's maybe that's everything that's on her social media.
Maybe. I mean, she's very fetching. She is fetching.
She's a fetching young lady.
who will grab your balls and bite.
So, by the way,
I would not risk it with her.
By the way,
knowing what I know, I would not risk having sex with her.
That looks like a simple sundress is what she's wearing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. That doesn't look like a bikini. It looks more like a sundress. I know what you're thinking. And I wouldn't trust it, not for a moment. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible, Jason. All right. It's time
for
this.
That wasn't me.
Florida, land of enchantment.
Ooh.
And crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
All right, we have a supersized Florida Corner, and we will start with this. 7-Eleven patron busted in a nacho cheese attack. That's right, a Florida woman is facing a battery charge after allegedly throwing a cup full of hot nacho cheese at a 7-Eleven worker with whom the accused had quarreled. When officers arrived at the Melbourne convenience store around 1 a.m., they found store clerk Anne-Marie LaFlame with yellow nacho cheese on her hands, her foot, and on the floor behind the register.
Ew.
According to the police department report, a customer named Stephanie Hicks, who's 31 and looks like she's just up from Middle Earth, threw nacho cheese and a sandwich at LaFlame after a dispute over the hot cheese dispenser.
Man, she does not look 31. She looks like she's 61, man.
75.
Like, she looks fucking old.
She looks like a hobbit. A little bit like a hobbit.
Yes.
Fucking methamphetamines are a hell of a drug.
So here's what happened. LaFlame told cops that she'd asked Hicks not to open the dispenser, a request that left Hicks irate and resulted in the patron calling the worker several names. When Hicks sought to pay for the food, LaFlame refused her service. That's when Hicks responded by striking her with hot nacho cheese and the sandwich. While waiting for police to respond to the 7-Eleven, Hicks told LaFlame, "The customer is always right." Hicks complained the clerk started to have an attitude with her, yet she was the one arrested for misdemeanor battery for willfully and intentionally throwing hot cheese and a sandwich with the intent to cause her harm.
Oh, wow.
Booked into the Brevard County Jail, she was released after a day behind bars. The nacho cheese attack, which was recorded by a 7-Eleven store security camera, did not result in injuries. So thank God for that. Thank God for that.
Wow.
Right? I mean, she was just trying to pay for her nacho cheese, Jason. I don't know what more you want from her.
Nothing really. I mean, that's all you can do.
That's pretty much it. All right. We've got more Florida news for you.
Uh-oh.
Now, before robbing a bank a couple Thursdays ago, a Florida man prepped for the heist by searching Google for instructions on how to rob a bank. Cops charged that William Johnson, who's 26, made off with about $2,000 from a credit union in Largo. According to the criminal complaint, he handed the teller an envelope with the words, "Give me money, no bait, I have gun," written on it. Within minutes of the crime, the suspect, matching the description of the robber, entered a nearby public supermarket and purchased several lottery tickets, food, and a beverage.
Oh, my God.
By late afternoon, cops had received multiple phone calls identifying Johnson as the bank robber.
Oh, man.
They had seen bank surveillance photos that police had posted to Facebook. Now, additionally, his mother identified him as the man seen in bank photos. He got sold out by his moms. He was later arrested at an Express Inn and Suites. During questioning, he reportedly confessed to the robbery and copped to the incriminating Google search. He revealed that he was plotting a second bank heist, apparently because he had already spent the proceeds from the first one on rent, utilities, and narcotics. He's been charged with felony robbery, held in the county jail in lieu of a $100,000 bond. He also has a rap sheet that includes arrests for grand theft, dealing in stolen property, probation violation, and felony battery. Tags on the smoking gun for this one: dumbass, Florida, Google, and bank robbery. And we have a follow-up on a Florida story we brought you a while back. A Florida man has been awarded $37,500 after cops mistakenly said a glazed donut crumbs.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
Were meth. It's from December 2015. 64-year-old Daniel Rushing had just dropped off a friend at chemotherapy and was driving home an older woman from his church who worked at the 7-Eleven and would otherwise have to walk 2 miles home. So this is an old dude doing a good deed. As he drove away from the convenience store, he got pulled over. The officer said he'd been driving 42 and a 30, failed to come to a complete stop before entering the roadway. When Rushing handed his driver's license over, the officer, Shelby Riggs Hopkins, noticed his concealed weapons permit. He confirmed that he had a pistol, asked him to have to step out of the car for her safety. Officer then asked if police could search the car. He said sure, if it meant he wouldn't be ticketed. He then watched as officers, who now numbered 4, conducted a very thorough inspection of the car. Finally, the officer said, "You want to tell me about what we found?" I said, "There's nothing to find." But she had noticed some crystals on the floorboard of the car when they used the field testing kit. It tested positive for methamphetamine. He said it was impossible. I never even smoked a cigarette. And the officer showed him the substance in question. He was aghast. He said, "That's glaze from a Krispy Kreme donut. I get one every other Wednesday." They weren't buying it, though. But yeah, it turns out it was, in fact, that. So he reached a settlement with the city for $37,500. He said, "I thought the lawsuit was the right thing to do for what they did to me."
He's right.
Yeah. An Orlando police spokeswoman says that after the Rushing incident, the department conducted an internal investigation and officers received additional training in using the field kits. But it's still using the same kits that tested the Krispy Kreme positive for meth. So the lesson here is, if you're in Orlando, stay away from the Krispy Kreme.
They probably didn't even test. They probably just did it.
Yeah.
Kareem doesn't trust the police.
Fuckers.
I definitely don't trust that. That was definitely a "we want to put you in jail because we don't like you" type of situation.
He's a 64-year-old man giving an old woman a ride home.
He did something to piss somebody off.
I wonder if it was the concealed carry permit.
It could have been it.
Yeah. It's whatever.
They don't like people having concealed carry permits.
Man, who knows?
I'm listening to the undisclosed podcast, the newest episode, and they're talking about a kid, black man. He's a man now, but he was like a 16-year-old kid that just spent 24 years in prison for a murder that him and 4 other people got convicted of, and none of them really knew anything about the murder. But the police had 2 confess. Oh, the police had 2 brothers confess because one was already going to get time. And so they got the other brother to say that this guy and his brother helped them rob the guy so that they could get up, so that they get out. And this dude was at the juvenile detention center at the time the robbery was being committed.
Because so he was already locked up.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't locked up, but he had got arrested the night before.
Right.
For stealing a bike. And so he was already locked up.
Yeah.
So he got out of jail in the morning with his mom to go report to, the place so that they could give him a trial date for later.
Mm-hmm.
So they had all this information and they still locked this guy up for 24 years. So no, I don't trust the fucking police.
Yeah.
There you go. That fella right there.
Sean Thomas, yeah.
Yep. Well, he's out now, thankfully. Yeah. But yeah, 24 years is a long time for something you didn't know.
Oh, he knew what he was getting himself into.
Yes.
Well, yeah, he was black. He should have known.
Yes. He should have known. That's his own. He made his own decision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, you know what? If he would have accepted, you know, God's grace into his heart and known, then it would have been fine.
Yeah, if he would have bought 28 5-gallon buckets of food for a couple $1,000.
Yeah.
You know. You would have been saved.
It's entirely possible. I mean, we can't know for sure what goes on.
Oh my God, man! You gotta go to the website and look at this. Wow. This next story. This is
headline: Man with world's worst forehead tattoo is arrested for assaulting and groping woman. Now that wouldn't be funny. Ohio, except the snow and the rain. Oh, and this guy The tattoo on his forehead reads, "I'm a porn star, and I fuck teen sluts."
Wow.
Now, if that's actually your job, again, you don't need to overcompensate by getting it tattooed on your forehead.
Not you sweat people again.
His name is Christopher Wilson. He's a 37-year-old Cincinnati, Ohio resident. By the way, I sent this to former co-host Mel Gelbart, and she was suitably embarrassed for her state. He's been arrested for assaulting and groping a female victim. While the alleged incident occurred more than 2 years ago, he was not collared until last Friday. Locked up in Hamilton County Jail, he's scheduled for a court appearance on two misdemeanor charges. No indication that Wilson had been employed by the adult film industry, so... Clearly not his, that's not his CV on his forehead.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there is something wrong with Ohio.
How do you just, what? That has to be the type of thing that happens. Because, I don't know, like, if it said I fuck teens, I don't see how do you get that? And how does somebody agree to put that on your head? Like, I'm boggling. It's boggling.
I'm going to go ahead and guess drugs were involved.
Yes. I'm sure.
I'm just going to say. But he does have a bitchin' beard. Very thick and luxurious.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And he's an alleged sexual batterer, so.
Man, fuck this guy. Throw out the key.
So there you go. Florida of the North. If I told you that was from Florida, you would not bat an eye. There is absolutely no way you'd be like, oh no, that could not have come from Florida.
If you would have said that he was from Delaware now, I would be like,
Delaware.
Nobody ever does anything bad in Delaware or Rhode Island.
Yeah, you clearly know nothing of Rhode Island.
No, I don't.
And Delaware, that's where all the credit card companies have their phony baloney fronts.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is full of assholes.
Oh, that's right. And that's the, yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know what New Hampshire is? It's a sad mirror reflection of Vermont, of people who have a slogan called live free or die.
Yeah.
And do nothing but bitch and moan. And they don't have any good maple syrup, so fuck them. Fuck you, New Hampshire.
Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything bad about Hawaii. Come on. I want to go back there. I don't care. I don't want to go to Rhode Island, Delaware, New Hampshire, none of those places.
Yeah.
Hawaii, I kind of want to go back to. I'm just saying. That's kind of where we are with that. So, let's go ahead and do this.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Let's. It's time for Speak Out from the Press Republican, a fresh new edition for us. We'll start out with this one. Flag. Hey, let's not look at the flag as just a flag. Let's look at the flag as an honor to live in such a beautiful country that the people who serve and protect try to keep this country beautiful. It's also an honor to those who have already served and gave you what freedoms you have today. Just think, those freedoms you have today could be gone today, tomorrow, or at any moment. Yeah, people could tell you to stop protesting or something. I'm sorry, that was an aside. Stop being ignorant and at least be proud and grateful for what freedoms you have. It doesn't hurt to be courteous and have a little dignity for yourself and others.
It's like donkey balls.
My guess is if they made a film, it would be called Dear Black People.
Yes.
Every way you protest offends me or makes me sad. Why can't you have respect?
Man.
Jason's just so upset right now. He doesn't even know what to do with himself. He's pitting out his t-shirt.
I just don't get it anymore, man.
Oh no, you made it disappear from the big screen.
Yeah, I thought hard enough.
I think it was more your armpits. Oh no, it's lost my connection with the device. All right. What's going on here? My mouse is frozen up. Oh, that's why my mouse is frozen up too. Oh no. Oh no.
Oh, it's done.
Oh no, the computer is locked up. That's the problem right there.
Ruh-roh.
So we're going to turn this down while I reboot the computer. I hate it in the middle of small town news when something dies like that. It's really unfortunate. But I'm going to soldier on and move forward with this. because I think it's important. It's important to go ahead and get everything squared away. And, you know, I am a professionally trained radio DJ, so there is that.
Trained radio DJ.
The computer reboots pretty quickly, so we're good to go here. But in the meantime, we're going to switch it up a little bit here. Let me load this up. Oh yeah, it didn't shut down correctly. Shut up,
stupid machine,
stupid computer. Very
why don't
angry.
You go home? Just get on your home. Just turn on. Get in your home.
It's very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. I don't know why this is. Just stop your crying. It's a sign. Thank you to the New York State Police and the large motorcycle escort who honored our veterans at the last honor flight. So nice to see this entourage on the road Saturday. They deserve the recognition and day of remembrance. Thank you to everyone involved. I just read today in the press about the cars passing a school bus. I ride a school bus every day in the city of Plattsburgh. We have at least 3 cars a day pass us. Nothing gets done. How about the city cops cruise around the city between the hours of 2 and 4? Maybe people would think twice about passing a school bus. It could be your child crossing. Hey, if Jesus walked the earth today, I don't believe he would be allowed in too many of the churches this day and age. I don't even know what that one means. I'm not sure what side they're on.
Did you do the names one?
Would you let me finish on something? Who's driving the bus here?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
That's right. He's driving the bus.
Do I need to get a bus monitor on here like I got special children? Make you sit down. Hold you in the tight hug. When I read the names of newborn children in the Press Republican, I seldom read a Judeo-Christian name. This is another example of the secularization of society. Nothing religious in the choice of names. Just made up words that are often odd sounding and even more difficult to pronounce.
Who wants to be Hezekiah in this day and age?
Well, I mean, what exactly are you expecting? Are you expecting some Hezekiahs?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, man, like,
Zachariah, some Meshach, and the Abednego.
It could be Rachel, though. I mean, that's a, you know, like, that's a pretty common name still. Like, I don't know.
Whose side are you on?
Yeah, but they're not thinking of that Rachel. They're thinking of Jennifer Aniston and Rachel.
Right.
But no, I'm on the side of this guy's ridiculous. this person.
I'm betting this is a lady. I'm just going to go ahead and
Judeo-Christian. I don't know. This is too close to the last Judeo-Christian conversation I had. The war on the Judeo-Christians.
That's what we got going here. Let me see. I'm going to try and find. Look back. Obituaries. Births. Let's go. I'm going to go ahead and look this up. Births. A daughter, Addison Harper, was born.
In a manger?
No. A son, Elijah Leo, but it's spelled A-L-I-J-A-H. Elijah LaFlesh.
In a manger?
There's a Jessica, a Carson with a K, a Jolie, spelled J-O-L-E-I-G-H, a daughter, Navi Dean Boone. A son, Carter Joseph Taylor. Joseph's a biblical name.
Yes.
A daughter, Zoe Huntress. All right, I'll give you that one. A son, Ryland Stephen. A son, Gavin Michael. A son, Camden David. David's biblical. A daughter, Finley Rose. A daughter, Adlin Grace. a daughter Charlotte May, a son Forrest Michael, a son Jackson Edward Ronald, a daughter Rosalind Joy, a daughter Holly Jean, a daughter Bridget Ann, a daughter Eva Ronzi Marie, a daughter Aaliyah May, a son Isaiah Omar, a daughter Treasure Rose Lee, a son Bentley James, a daughter Leah Rose.
Did you just say a stripper name for a daughter?
Treasure Rose Lee Cook, yes.
And Bentley James.
Well, that's a son.
I know, but I just like it's. It'll probably never.
A daughter Lexi Ann, a daughter Persephone Bernice, a daughter Hannah May. That's a biblical name.
But Persephone, that's a Greek name.
That's not in the Bible.
I know. I'm so saying, like, it's definitely.
A daughter, Octavia Florence. A son, Kevin Robert. A son, Brayson Michael. A son, Mason Scott. A son, Zihoa. All right, I'll give you that one. But it's to the Luo family. They ain't from here. A daughter, Sydney Olivia. A son, Jace Alexander. A son, Xander Aiden James. A son, Dalton Alexander. Madeline Alexis. Catherine. Owen Mickey. Letty Marie. Wyatt Daniel. These are white people names. Settle down.
Exactly. And I heard Isaiah's and I heard...
But they weren't
Charlotte's.
But they're spelled Isaiah with a Z. So it's spelled wrong. It goes on. There's a lot of them in here. They do them like once a month. Navia Jean, Edward Xavier, Jesse Ricky, Jesse Ricky King, Aubrey Rose, Cassidy Macklin, Everett Michael, twins Marissa Jean and Elliot Matthew, Kathleen Virginia, Luna Lucia, Cooper Johnson, Jack Robert, Landon Michael, Liam Joseph, Leda Ellen.
Landon Michael? You must have liked Michael Landon.
Yeah. Landon with a Y.
Oh, Jesus! He must spell your names.
And finally, twins, a son Henry Clifton and a daughter Elizabeth Isabel Teresa, biblical name. Born to the Higgins of Ohio, their maternal grandparents live in the area. So there you go. There's your bonus. Birth announcements.
Birth announcements.
Yay.
Plattsburgh, New York, baby. Baby.
Stop reading the birth announcements if it bothers you that much.
And it happens once a month.
Well, and here's the other thing. If it's not one of your family members, fuck off.
Why are you reading it?
Exactly.
Yeah, get out.
Get the fuck out of here.
I guarantee the people that were here when you got here weren't thrilled with your name either.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Eric with a K. Asshole.
Oh.
Spells their name with a K. My name is Eric with a C.
What about with a CK?
What?
That's all sorts of ways. All right, I'm so angry. I've got an upbeat Harry Styles song playing now. That's going to do it. Have a great weekend. We have a classic episode for you on Monday. Have a safe weekend. Be good to everybody and each other. Unless they're being an asshole, and then, you know, whatever. Do what you feel. As long as you accept God's truth into your heart, it doesn't matter what you do, apparently. Michelle Bachman told me so.
That's all that matters.
Now I'm angry.
Don't take your shirt off, Nate.
I don't know why. They're doing it to all of us. They're laughing at you. They're laughing at you. They're laughing at me. They're laughing at everything. Have a great weekend. Bye.